Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Her Daily Drive, a podcast series designed to inspire women to find their daily drive in Jesus. Hear a range of testimonies and conversations with women of all ages about their journey, the struggles and the triumphs. I'm your host, Sarah, and I hope today's episode encourages you. Let's get started. Welcome back to another year of Her Daily Drive, everyone. With me on my couch, I have Julia. After years of both pastoring in local church and serving the world's most vulnerable, Julia is more passionate than ever about local churches everywhere being God's answer and vehicle to serve the world around them. She's deeply fulfilled by cheering on those around her to soar and be everything that they have been designed to be. She's a family girl who loves her adult children and adores her husband of 31 years. Julia, thanks for joining us today on Her Daily Drive.
Oh, I love being with you, Sarah.
Can you tell us, at the moment, 34 degrees, aircon, but what are three, some not great climates, what are three of your go-to essentials at the moment that you're loving?
My one-year Bible.
Yeah, great.
So I'm a Christian woman and I love Jesus and I've been serving him for decades, but I never grow tired of the Bible. And right now, one of my essentials is my chronological Bible, one-year Bible. So that's one thing is essential. My journal, mm-hmm. I'm a journaler. I call myself an eclectic journaler and I journal all kinds of things. I journal prayers, I journal thoughts, I journal what people say to me that inspire me. So this eclectic journaling, it's an essential. And then my water bottle. I've got water bottle with some lemon in it. Nice. So to hydrate, because I think you hear that hydration is important. So I've got that with me.
100%. I'm doing Bible in 1 year this year.
Are you?
That's my goal as a mum because you can listen to it. So yes. On the daycare drop-offs, then I can listen
okay.
to it.
Okay, do you use YouVersion?
I don't. I use the Bible in 1 year app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is great.
There you go. Anyway, I don't have
love
that.
It.
I'm going to check it out.
Nikki Gumbel's app, so good.
Okay.
Can you share a little bit about your journey so far with us?
Yeah, I would love to. There's so many aspects to people's journey. I think one of the things that I'm really passionate about is empowering women, and I think my journey thus far as a woman in all different spheres has been one of ups and downs, actually, one where I have experienced empowerment on one hand and on another I've experienced a lack of equity. And so I think these days I'm really passionate about seeing women from all spheres and seasons empowered to be who God's created them to be. So I started off as a young girl in a more traditional church model and loved it. And actually in that model that I experienced, I didn't even know it was a model back then. It was just my local church as a young girl. It was never even a thing that women would not be empowered. Like my observation as a young girl was everyone was empowered to do what they were passionate about in my church circle. And it actually wasn't until an adult I entered into other church circles and I found myself not empowered or questioned as a woman with my giftings. And that really baffled me because as a young girl, I saw women empowered. And then as an adult woman, I was experiencing restrictions because of my gender. And you work through all that and you work out who you are and you work out who your identity is in Christ. And so that's been my journey. I've got a very empowering husband.
Yeah.
So I'm very blessed.
Yeah.
I've got a husband that has, like I hopefully do for him, just cheer him on to be who he's called to be in all different seasons of his life. And I've found that even to the point where he's maybe believed in me so much that he has nudged me forward. And I've got children who believe in me as a woman and as their mom. And I've got parents who have also raised me to believe that I could do whatever I believe that I wanted to do. So I've had all these mixture of experiences with empowering women. I think these days, both in the church and outside the church, I'm in the NGO space, non-government organization space at the moment. It's faith-based, but it's still non-government organization. And I just find that I've got this incredible opportunity in both developing nations and in our own nation of Australia to empower women. So that's a bit of my journey.
It's very cool. You're in the right place at the right time, I think.
I hope so.
Today you will be talking a little bit about your passion for empowering women, as you've shared, in every sphere and season they find themselves in. Why do you think it's important to talk about this in today's society?
I think because there's so much inequality. And I think it's in every sphere. I think, you know, within the church sphere, people think that the church should be leading this way, and it, and are often saddened when the church is not leading the way with empowering women. And but then I talk to other women who are in the workforce and feel like they suffer a degree of inequality there, and even in home, in the home space, where there isn't a sense of equality in the home when it comes to roles that are played in the home. And I think that's also a personal thing within different homes. But I really want to in these last decades that I have of my life, just want to be an empowerer of all people, men and women. But because women globally have suffered inequality, I really want to be an advocate to see women, no matter what their gifting and talent is, to see them empowered to be everything that God has created them to be. And there's no one model fits all or one type of woman fits all. I think that would be completely naive of anyone to think that there's this, if there's an empowerment, it has to happen this way. I just think God has created all women, with different gifts and talents. I call it our wiring. He's wired us all differently, which takes us into different spheres with different passions. My idea is providing spaces and one-on-one encouragement for women, mentoring type spaces as well, where women feel like, oh, I've been wired this way. I've got a passion with this. This is my season, and feel like they can do it. I just want to cheer women on that they would feel like they can do whatever it is that God has called them to do and what they're passionate about.
You shared a bit at the beginning about how you've been empowered, and you just shared a bit then as well about like mentoring and things. Can you go a bit deeper into how you are empowering people and maybe how we can even empower people in our lives?
Yeah. So I'm empowering people. I actually just love it. Like I would
it seems to flow very naturally.
Yeah. I honestly get so much deep fulfillment. So if we could more make this about you than me, and draw the best out of you, that's how I really feel like I'm soaring when I'm championing someone else. But for yesterday, for example, I was at a new church plant in Brisbane, and I was asked specifically to go and preach there on Sunday because I was a woman. And they're trying to inspire other women within their congregations in the gifting and in the area of teaching and preaching from the Bible. So they wanted to, because they haven't had that in a small church plant. It's just been pretty much men who have been preaching. So they asked me specifically to go to preach and maybe demonstrate that women can do this as well. I know, of course they can.
Yes, but we need that role model.
Okay.
And someone to do it first, I think, to be like, oh, we can do this.
Yeah, because you can. Yeah. I believe that. Yeah. So there was the demonstration of this is possible. And that's just the very small area of preaching and teaching. But then they gathered a group of about 10, 12 girls afterwards, and they asked if I would do a mentor coaching session specifically on preaching and teaching. So it's, you know, from the Bible.
Yeah, great.
For those that might not be listening that understand the whole preaching, teaching thing. So, yeah, all I did was went through a whole bunch of things to help equip them in who they've been wired to be, but in the specific area of preaching and teaching. So that's one thing. There's other areas of empowering women within the organisation that I serve in right now. It's empowering women who've suffered domestic family violence, and it's empowering them with something as practical as brand new clothes when they present to a hospital. Often their clothes ripped and bloodied, which is just a travesty that would happen to any person. It's equipping these women with clothes. So they say, the doctors often say in these hospitals, that if the women are not empowered with a new set of clothes, they'll often go back to their perpetrator. And so it is just in a practical way in the organisation I serve in, it's empowering women with a new set of clothes to give them a new confidence so that they don't feel like they have to go back and suffer at the hands of a perpetrator. There's other things that we're doing globally with women in developing nation, giving them small seed grants so that they can start small businesses, so that they can look after their families, so that their families are able to go get an education. There's so many different ways that you can empower women from developing nations to our own nation. There is so much need and vulnerability within women, and I'm very passionate about seeing women empowered, no matter what season or country they come from.
Okay, this is a big one. What is the biggest rival of empowerment that you see, and what encourages and inspires you during those times, like when we feel like we are not being empowered or that we can't empower someone else?
I think it's indifference. I am really saddened by people's indifference towards empowerment of others. I think, there are those that are adamantly against the empowerment of women for whatever reason. I mean, the Bible's quite clear about God's stance about the equity, equality of men and women. I mean, you see that in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, where the Lord says that He made men and women in His image. I think it's so bizarre that people would not see God as a God of equality and empowerment of both men and women equally. And so you see that made in the image of God, that He's empowering us to be not Him, but we are made in the image of Him to be His hands and feet in the world around us. So I think it's bizarre that people wouldn't think that equality is a thing in the Bible. I truly think that it's just taking strides as an individual to live in a way that gives everybody permission to soar.
Can you share, you shared about Genesis, can you share a little bit of an insight into how this topic is explored in other places of the Bible?
Look, I think there's, when it comes to the equality of women, there's passages in the New Testament where Paul speaks about the woman's place in certain arenas. I think that I'm a big proponent of reading the Bible in the context that it was written and then being able to apply it to our culture and the day that we live in now. There's so many godly principles within the Bible that we can transfer across cultures. But I think people use that particular scriptures, but it's been taken out of context. And I think it just leads me to the place where I would say to people, don't just read the Bible in our own cultural context, but get the reason why certain authors of books of the Bible said what they said. And so I would just say that in not just in context with women and empowering women, but just in our everyday lives, be really careful that we don't take the Bible out of context and put it in our own context, but read it in the for the reasoning it was written, if that makes sense.
It does, because Jesus was so empowering of
everyone. Oh, my gosh. Like, just go through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and even of what it was said about Jesus in the Old Testament by prophets, who he would be and how he would be with people, and then he was. He was incredible, and he was the greatest empowerer, emancipator of women that I think that there ever was. So, yeah, I think Jesus is our greatest example in everything, and including the empowerment of women.
Before we finish today, can't believe we've already come to the end. Can you give us a little bit of encouragement for our listeners?
I would just say work out your wiring, work out your giftings, work out, you know, what talents that you have, and then go for it. Work out what makes you impassioned, what would get you up early in the morning to have a fantastic day at the end of the day that you could put your head on the pillow at night and say, wow, that was a wonderful day. And I would say walk towards those things. Mm. Walk towards those things that you find easy. They're usually your giftings. Walk towards the things that impassion you. They're going to be the things that give you energy. There's beautiful scriptures in the Bible that talk about that it's God that gives us the energy to do the work that he intends us to do. And I think he impassions us, he wires us in certain ways, and run and walk towards it. Just one step at a time. Run if you know what they are and just go for it. And if you're not sure, just one step at a time, walk towards those things that you're good at, that impassion you. And you'll see that it just brings great hope and joy to your day.
Because we were at a conference recently. We were there for a day together. And you mentioned this thing about permission giving that stuck with me a lot, is that we often don't think that we're the ones permitted to do things and to empower people. Or even to walk in our own giftings. And it's like allowing ourselves. Can you talk a little bit about that just quickly? Because I feel like it was so empowering.
I just feel like I think at that conference that we were at, I said, people are just waiting for permission. And I believe that. And I don't know, like, and I even said there, look, I don't even know why I think I can give people permission. But sometimes maybe I'm the only voice that is. Mm. Maybe I'm the only person that crosses their path that says, hey, you can do this.
Yeah, or sits with women in Brisbane and says, you can preach.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, I sat from everyone. I think there was a girl that was 18 to a woman in her probably late 40s and just saying, you can do this.
Yeah.
You've got permission to do this. It just, I don't know, I remember at school when a teacher gave you permission to do something, or if mum and dad gave me permission to do something. It just gave me so much more confidence. Oh, someone's just given me permission to do it. And I just think the world needs great permission givers.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to be one of those permission givers, even if no one's asking for it. So I think that was the context.
So good. Yeah, it was so great. So, well, thank you so much for joining me today on our couch.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm loving that you're doing this. You're not asking for it. But you know what? You've got permission to do this podcast and help other women just like you and me.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. I don't know about you, but I always leave feeling challenged, inspired, and encouraged to continue seeking a deeper relationship with Jesus. For notifications on future episodes, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful week.